Hey, all you Jetheronians.
Well, hello and welcome to your Thanksgiving week.
Yay! I hope you guys had an awesome Thanksgiving.
You're probably all still reeling from that huge dinner.
Probably.
And all the family drama that some of you guys had to endure.
And we're really sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
If you're a first-time listener, just in case you don't know where you are listening to Jether's Random Stuff. I'm Jacoby.
And I'm Heather.
And together we make a
Jether.
So welcome. If you did have to deal with lots of family drama, I hope you're laying on the couch today, just anticipating the release of this podcast, and that's what you've been looking forward to all week.
You know, there's a good chance some people are out there listening to us and shopping.
Oh, they could be shopping.
It is Black Friday today.
It is Black Friday. Yes, yes.
Congratulations to all you bargain deal shoppers out there.
I hope that you guys found some great deals and then you didn't get trampled.
Yeah, that happens.
Or max out all your credit cards.
That happens too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm usually the trampler, not the trampolee.
I swore off Black Friday several years ago.
I mean, it's not as exciting as it used to be for me, but I used to get off on this.
Yeah, I know you did.
I was one of the crazies.
I know you did.
That would battle people.
Do you know, what finally did it in for me?
What did it?
I had gotten up early and I went to several stores, and the last store I wanted to go into was Old Navy.
Oh, no.
Because it was like 60% off the entire store.
Exactly.
Like, you know, crazy. And I'm like, hey, the sweaters are already like $15 or something. That's 60%. I mean, it's cheap. So I pulled up. It's, you know, still only 7 in the morning, something like that.
Yeah, it's early.
And there's a line of people waiting outside Old Navy. And I thought, well, why have they not? They opened it 3 in the morning.
Oh, they're only letting so many people in.
So I finally figured out that the store was at capacity, and before they could let more people in, they had to wait for some people to leave. Because
gotcha.
Of their fire code, the building was at capacity. And I looked at that line of people and I thought,
yeah, fuck no.
Nope. That's not happening. I'm done.
Yeah.
So, and I've never gone Black Friday shopping after that.
My Black Friday shopping has changed to the point where I don't go when the store first opens.
Mm-hmm.
I go about 3 hours later when the store is pretty dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not that important to me to battle for those really valuable things. If it's there, it's there. Fate will leave it there.
And you know what? We Christmas shop all during the year. So by the time Black Friday comes, I don't need anything.
The things I need, I don't need on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Because I'm just waiting on those one things for the Bush family.
Yes.
Because they only will have a year to use them. I'm trying to wait till the very last moment to buy those.
Right.
They have the full year to use them.
Right.
And I want to buy those too early.
Yeah.
And then I just need to buy a case of wine for my coworkers.
Hey, perfect.
There's no Black Friday shopping or deals on the two things I need.
Yeah, I already got my coworkers some stuff, and they'll get it soon. I'm not going to say what it is, just in case any of them listen. I don't think they do, but whatever.
I know my sister doesn't listen to this. So I can talk about their fucking city passes all along.
Because they're never going to know what's coming.
She doesn't listen to me.
Yeah.
But well, that's okay. That's we love
fine.
Her anyway.
That's fine.
That's just fine. Yep.
So right now we're gearing up for Thanksgiving. By the time this comes out, of course, it'll be Black Friday. But we are planning out our feasts.
Yes, and I hope they go well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Me too.
I mean, otherwise, you know, Black Friday will be spent in sorrow and, you know, depression of the failures of my cooking the day before.
It's going to be fantastic.
It is. I'm doing a lot of new stuff I've never even attempted. I didn't even do a round one or a taste on this or sample or anything. It's just going to be, let's just go for this shit.
That's what I do. I just go for it. Mm-hmm. You know what? Testing's for wimps. You know what?
I'm not going to be wimpy
just
about
this.
Just
do it. Yeah.
You know, the stuffing I made when I came over here?
Yeah.
That was my first time ever making that.
And it was delicious.
It did good.
And you could eat it. That was the main thing.
And it was delicious.
Yeah.
Most of the time I can eat it and delicious doesn't come together.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Nope. Anyway. Yeah. So hopefully everybody has their great traditions.
Yeah.
You've spent some time with family you love.
And for the first time this year, it is my goal. I've never done this.
What?
Is to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
How can you not have watched
this? I've never watched it.
We talked about this last week.
I know. But I just...
it's atrocious.
It's on my... So that's a bucket list item for
now,
me.
Now, you have a DVR, right?
Yes.
Record the Macy's
Day. Well, they
day
play
parade.
It all day.
I record it so I can fast forward through the commercials, or I can pause it if I'm in the middle of doing something.
Oh, well, I'm not going to do anything.
Aren't you cooking?
Well, I'm going to use my Instant Pot.
Oh,
and I'm
going to
boil some water.
Right. Yep, she cheats a little. That's right.
And we're not even having any turkey.
You could have had a free turkey.
I'm going to go back and get my free turkey.
You better
okay,
get that
that's,
damn turkey.
That's bullshit.
I was thinking they weren't doing it this year, even though we were advertising, because I couldn't find a coupon. And then I was told there is no coupon needed. Just have to buy $150 worth and put a turkey
free
in your cart.
I can't. I did not. That's not anywhere on their website.
It's
not
website,
anywhere.
It's only in their ad, their mailer ad that comes out.
I don't get a mailer ad.
Well, then you just need to know this happens every year. I asked if it was going to happen. I was trying to cross.
You can't. Stuff. Yeah, that's in the way. Don't.
I keep hitting myself in the face.
Oh, I mean, like microphone difficulties. Heather's smacking yourself in the face. So
I always have microphone difficulties, and I have a good one this time. I don't have the crappy one that I beat the shit out of every week.
No, we make the guests have that one now. We have no guests this week.
No guests this week. Erin couldn't come, and Megan said no.
Yeah, she's like too cool for us or something.
That's what happens when you're a junior in high school.
I know. She's just like, no, I'm tired. Peace out. She wants to go like chat with her friends or whatever.
Man, I forgot your clothes again for your thing. It's just sitting in my garage.
Oh, just whenever. Just whenever.
I will get to it.
Okay.
It's going to probably be when you come up to see my beautiful transformation of this house.
I can't wait.
I don't want you even to come until it's all done.
Okay.
Like every room done.
Oh.
Well, but the floors.
That might be a while.
No, it's going to be second week in December.
Okay.
I am done with my house being disarrayed. So it's going to all come together by the second week of December. By the time Christmas comes and my lovely 2-week vacation comes.
Yeah.
It's going to be done. I'm just enjoying it. I don't want to spend my 2-week vacation doing shit in my house.
No. Just so like I don't want to spend the month of December shopping for gifts.
Me neither.
I just want to be done. And I am. And I wrapped everything last weekend, so I'm done.
Okay, you were ahead of me in that. I don't have
the space
all to wrap
wrapped.
Yet.
Like, every stocking stuffer is wrapped.
You wrapped your stocking stuffers?
I wrap all of the stocking stuffers. All of them.
Well, the Jolly Jingle Joy box is going to come just like the FabFitFun box and not wrapped.
That's fine.
Tissue paper over the top.
That's fine.
I highly doubt I'll have time to make you a magazine of all the stuff in it, but I was thinking about that.
Oh, that would be funny.
Wouldn't that be cute?
That's so cute. Because
it would be my description of the shit in there. I might do it. You never know.
Oh.
Because, I mean, it's going to be a high-end written thing. Unless I get away. I might be able to do it at work.
Maybe. If you guys have never gotten a FabFit, this is what we're talking about, a FabFitFun box.
Yes.
So it's a box that you can order quarterly that costs like $50 or whatever, but has like $200 worth of stuff
Sometimes
in it.
It's like close to $300.
Yeah. And it's nice stuff, and it's all different kinds of stuff. There's shawls, there's face creams, there's lotions, there's
they usually
jewelry.
Do.
There's
a jewelry item usually. There's always a fashion item.
Yes.
And there's always a beauty item.
Yeah.
Most of the time I try to put some kind of a thing in for fitness of some kind. It's either.
Yeah. Well, and then they have companies that give them free stuff. Like, we got reusable straws one time.
You know what I got this time?
What?
So, you know how the H2O has that face cleansing
thing?
They gave you one of those, but it wasn't H2O. It was their own version they found that was just a rag that's supposed to remove all your makeup.
Nice.
That was free that I didn't know I was getting.
So, we used to get the FabFitFun box. Are you still getting it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Until the fall.
Oh, wow.
Or up to my annual
summer.
Oh,
shit. Okay.
Because he's, well.
Well, if you subscribe to a whole year, you get a discount. So.
And I get to pick everything that goes in there.
And you did get a lot of stuff.
He just likes me getting happy mail when he's gone. And he knows it comes on a Monday, and Monday's my worst day of the week.
Yeah. But so for Christmas, what, 3 years ago?
Yes. This is number three.
Okay.
So it was 2 years ago.
So instead of a FabFitFun box for Christmas, Heather took an old FabFitFun, the box
and Thor
that it comes
it.
In. Thor wrapped it in Christmas paper. And she renamed it the Jolly Jingle Joy Box.
Yes.
And filled it full of fun stuff for me.
Yes, and I try to do the same thing. I think my box is worth a hell of a lot fucking more than their box.
Well, and you know it's stuff I'm going to like.
Yes. But I try to do the same thing. I do a fashion. I do beauty. I do fun. I do, usually there's alcohol in there.
Yeah,
which,
yeah.
I'm sorry, the FabFitFun doesn't fucking do that.
No, I don't think they can mail alcohol. But
no, not
it's
legally.
Fantastic.
It's basically like, well, I did a Christmas stocking for her the first year.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was a Jolly Jingle Joy Box.
Yeah. Plus, we do an advent calendar for each other.
Oh, my gosh. The advent calendar is my favorite. I'm staring at both of them right now.
Yes. They're huge. Because it's not one that you buy already made. We actually make it from scratch. Mm-hmm. We buy 24 bags and buy 24 individual little personalized gifts.
You know, you have a couple in there that you're going to open and be like, huh, what is that?
Oh, no.
And then I'm going to get a text saying, and with a picture, hopefully, I'm like, what is this? And then I'm going to tell you what it is. And you're like, oh, my God, that's the best thing ever.
I honestly can't even remember what I put in yours right now.
Well, you just set mine up too this weekend, so you should remember.
I know.
But
I'm
you wrapped all
think.
Your stuff. All I did was yours only this weekend. That's all I did on Sunday morning was a dude.
I know
sit
one
there.
That was really funny. That was like a last minute one I found that was fucking hilarious. So
I actually found one that I did not buy, and it was something I had all year long.
Oh.
But you'll get a big kick out of it when you see it.
The last item that you're going to open, I've actually had since, I think, April.
The one I'm talking about, I've had since January.
Oh. Since I saw this thing, in an ad, and I'm like, I have to buy one of those for Heather.
Actually, there's three of your things I got the day after Christmas last year. Because I pulled them out. That's why I had so much. I was like, oh, I forgot about this. Oh,
yep.
There's that.
Yep.
I fucking rock. Look at that.
I bought it so long ago and I couldn't find it when I was putting your calendar together. And then I pulled out the Jolly Jingle Joy Box because I keep it at my house all year. I don't know why.
Because you
and,
keep your shit in it.
It was in there.
We're going to have to take a picture of the Jolly Jingle Joy Box.
Yeah, we will.
So
we
everyone can see how beautiful this thing is. Maybe we're going to wait on this and you guys will get a picture of it once she opens it.
Yeah.
And we'll just open the box lid up and we'll take a picture of it as its entirety.
Yes.
Because I think that will be fun.
That'll be great.
I will love that. But the advent calendar is so super fun.
It's really fun.
Ours are the
I
best
love it.
Because they are custom, like she said.
They are custom. So it's really nice.
I love that.
Yeah.
We actually do have a topic.
I do. So since it's the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I was kind of like looking for like a Thanksgiving story.
Well, people are going to be reeling from that dinner. Neither a good way or a bad way.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think there's going to be anywhere in between.
Either. Well, you'll feel really good because it tastes delicious. And then the next day when you weigh yourself, you're going to feel really bad.
You know, I always do a pre-Thanksgiving weight. Literally right before we eat dinner, Thor and I always weigh in. And then we literally weigh in after dessert.
And you're like, oh, I ate 10 pounds of food.
Normally mine's about 3 pounds.
Okay.
For one meal, though.
That's
three
a lot.
Pounds
That's a
of
lot.
Food.
That's a lot.
And so then the next day, it doesn't get any better because you have to have the Thanksgiving sandwich.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I told you about this Thanksgiving
yes.
sandwich. Oh
yes.
My God, it's so good.
Yeah.
I have to have that. I already bought all the stuff for that.
Nice.
I have to make the same Thanksgiving sandwich. So then you gain more weight.
Well, you have leftovers for like a week.
Well, that's why you make the same Thanksgiving sandwich because you use all the leftovers, but the potatoes go on there. So you use turkey, stuffing, gravy, cranberry sauce, and bread. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Perfect.
I know. It's so good.
All right. So in searching for a Thanksgiving story, I actually found an article of things people called in to the Butterball Turkey hotline to ask.
See, the thing is, I didn't even know there was a Butterball hotline.
I didn't either, but apparently people have trouble with turkeys, right? If you've never cooked a turkey before, you might not know. You might not know you can't put it in frozen. You might not know you have to pull out the bag of giblets.
You know, even if you're a seasoned pro, Thor, sometimes you still forget to grab that bag of giblets out until you are cutting the turkey. Luckily, it's in a bag, and at this point, it's pretty sterile because it was cooked.
Yeah, but
people eat it.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
We did not. We just tossed the bag out of there.
We tossed it.
Did you know a lot of people don't actually stuff their birds either?
We never stuffed a bird.
You did last
year. We never do it.
You did last year because I stuffed it. Well, it wasn't for Thanksgiving. Whenever we did a little
turkey. Well, because in my family, we had such a huge gathering. You can't put enough stuffing in a turkey.
No, I do too. So I do, there's bird stuffing and then regular stuffing. So I make a huge batch.
Yeah.
Stuff whatever the fuck I can into the bird because I like the turkey juice on there.
Yeah.
And the rest goes into a pan that I just cook.
Okay.
So that's plenty of stuffing, but then we have two bowls of stuffing on the table and people are like, which one's the turkey stuffing? But I was reading a lot of people discourage you from doing the stuffing in the turkey because you can get salmonella.
Yeah, salmonella, yes.
That word.
Yeah.
Yeah, that word.
Yeah.
Because if you don't cook the stuffing long enough to get the juices out of it, then you can get that disease.
Yep.
And then if you cook it long enough, they say your turkey's going to be kind of dry.
Oh.
Thor and I have never had that issue.
Yeah.
Because our turkeys are, well, he always does a turkey, and they even say you shouldn't baste it because then you're opening the oven too much and you're wasting the hot.
We don't have to baste it that often.
Thor bastes his up every 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, that's too much.
His turkey is so good. It's so good. I don't care if it takes 10 hours to cook it.
It's just
that
so
bitch
good.
Goes in at 9 o'clock in the morning. We don't even get to eat till 4
I
5.
Would love to try like a smoked turkey.
I've always wanted to try the deep fried.
Oh, that looks dangerous, though.
You have to get the deep fryer turkey thing.
I know, but people blow their houses up and burn their houses down the time.
Why would you do it inside?
They're doing it outside.
They still blow up their house?
They still burn their house down.
How?
Because it's a humongous vat of hot oil and you're dropping a freaking turkey into it.
Well, you shouldn't drop it. Just set it in there.
It's just, and people are dumb, so.
So I would do my turkey if I was doing that at Heidi's house, outside of her house.
Let's boil a turkey in hot oil at your house.
Let's give this a try.
All right. Here are the 11 most insane calls to the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Now, before we go into this.
Yes.
Do you have to buy a Butterball to call the Butterball Turkey line?
Probably not.
How would they know? Would they make you give the barcode off your turkey?
I doubt it. And these are people that are calling either right before Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving.
I would assume it's on Thanksgiving.
They're panicked at this point, right?
And who are the people manning these phone lines on Thanksgiving?
Right. Yeah. Somebody has to answer that damn phone.
These are people that should be cooking turkeys because they're answering questions of these people who don't know what they're fucking doing. And then we're taking people that know what they're doing out of the world and making them answer phone calls instead of putting them to work making turkeys. That's madness.
All right. You're going to love this first one.
Oh, my God.
Number one. The question is, so these are the questions they got asked.
I can't wait.
Can I thaw my turkey in the toilet?
I'm seriously speechless. I'm trying to think. Are they thawing it by flushing it over and over again? Like, to circulate the water around it?
I'm thinking that...
Are they just designing
the turkey?
They
needed to thaw the turkey, and they didn't have room to put it in the sink, and they didn't have any place else to put it.
There's a bathtub.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because I've heard people putting them in bathtubs.
Well, maybe they were using the shower, and I don't know.
Maybe they only have one... Wait, if they only have one bathroom, though...
You would think
you need the toilet more than the bathtub.
And yeah.
Wait, are they just peeing on the thing? Is that how they're defrosting it?
I have no other
information. It is all packaged.
I only have the question.
I know, but this is the problem because I'm going to have a billion questions
I know. This is just a topic for discussion.
All right. Well, I'm discussing this because, wow.
All right.
You can't put a turkey in the toilet, guys. I'm just going to answer the question. Did they answer the question?
No.
We have their answers?
They thought it was maybe a prank call, but they weren't sure.
Okay.
Number two.
Okay.
Okay. My cat started eating my raw turkey. What do I do? Now, I don't know if they're asking about if they can still cook the turkey or if the cat's going to be okay from eating the raw turkey.
The cat's fine from eating the raw turkey because if you think about cats in the wild,
yeah,
they eat raw meat.
They can.
As for you eating the turkey after it, depends how close you are with your cat.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys got a good relationship and you're willing to eat it after you cook it, because you're going to kill all the germs off of it anyway.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to answer the questions for them.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think if the cat's fine and the turkey's not cooked, when you cook it, it kills all the germs. I don't see what the problem is.
I say you cook the bitch and you don't tell any of your guests the cat.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell any of my guests the cat was eating it.
No, you just serve it.
And I wonder how much of it the cat ate and if there's like a chunk missing or something.
Hopefully not a big chunk. So hopefully they were just licking it.
Yeah.
But
all right.
Yeah.
Number three. Can I cook a 30-year-old turkey?
Why would they have... Oh, in their freezer? It's been in their freezer for
30
years?
So this person discovered a turkey from 1969 in his dad's freezer, and he called and asked about the best way to cook it.
You throw it in the dumpster.
Yeah. So, let's see. Oh, it says, for reference, the caller also had the following in his freezer. The top of his wedding cake and a snowball from every snowstorm he'd experienced in Alabama.
Does it snow in Alabama?
Apparently not very often, because they kept a snowball for every time it happened. And just so these people are calling from Alabama. So.
Okay, guys.
All right. If it was frozen the entire time, I don't see what's wrong with it.
They do say most of the time that you shouldn't have something frozen in your freezer for longer than a year.
I don't know why.
Because it gets frostbite and it gets weird tasting. It mutates in it.
It might be weird tasting.
It probably, if they put it in the oven, it might come back as something else. I mean, I don't know.
So when I was growing up in our house, we had a basement, like a full basement.
Yeah.
And we had my parents had a little bar down there with a fridge with a freezer, like an old one, right?
Yeah.
And they would store extra stuff down there.
Of course.
And they had an extra turkey one year that they had in the freezer. Well, unbeknownst to them, for many, many weeks, the freezer or the fridge had died. It quit working.
Oh, shit. You know,
and so that turkey
stinks so bad.
And that turkey sat in there for weeks. And then they started finally to smell something coming from the basement.
No.
It was nasty. Yeah. All right. Next one. I don't get this. I'll have to read the explanation.
Okay.
How do I give my turkey a bikini?
So they want to dress their turkey in a bikini?
Yeah, so apparently...
I don't get why they're asking. They just do it.
They had a photo that featured a turkey with a suntan bikini look. And he was entertaining guests from the Bahamas. And so they wanted to have a tropical turkey. And the guy that answered the phone had heard this question before. So you wrap foil around the turkey in the shape of a bathing suit, and then it doesn't get brown in those spots or whatever.
Oh.
And it looked like the turkey's wearing a bikini.
So not really putting a fabric bikini on it afterwards.
No, you just make it look like it was wearing a bikini.
Well, that's
kind of cute.
Kind of cute.
You going to try it?
No.
No?
I'm not going to have anything in my house look better in a bikini than me.
I don't think it's going to look better than you. It's a turkey.
Yeah, but everyone's going to be pretty impressed by that turkey bikini.
I know. That's pretty impressive. Have a little lay on it, like a little pineapples and stuff.
Like,
and
you would have to do a lay on it.
Yeah.
That seems better for like a pork.
Right?
It's more Hawaiian.
Yeah.
In bikini weather.
Yeah.
But pigs are tropical.
But if it's Thanksgiving, you know.
People do pigs for
dress up the. Yeah, they do. They do hams.
Poor piggies. Poor little piggies.
All right. Number five.
Okay.
How do I prepare the giblets for my cat?
How do you?
So we just talked about the bag of giblets.
I'm very interested in this one, if there's actually an answer.
So the answer that the person gave was, I couldn't advise her exactly, but I did tell her how most humans like to eat them.
How do they do?
They just cook. I don't know. They boil them, I think. Or maybe they cook them. I don't know.
Highly doubt I'm going to do that.
No.
I mean, we are planning on giving them all a little bit of turkey.
Yeah. I don't even open that bag because it's gross, I think.
I don't think we've ever opened the bag. Isn't it like the neck?
It's and the neck and the bag of giblets, yeah.
Is it the giblets, their organs?
Yeah.
Why do they call it giblets? Why do they make it sound like it's like candy when it's actually just their organs and their insides that they stuck in a fucking bag?
Because that
Why
sounds
can't they just take the fucking bag out? Why
some people like it. People like to eat it.
This is not working with my cross-leggy.
Okay. It's not. You're having an issue over there.
Thank God.
All right. Number six. How can I thaw my turkey on my car luggage rack safely?
You don't do that. Why are you putting... Wait. Are they driving?
Oh, wait. Okay, here it is. This woman was in California, and she was driving to Denver. Oh. And she wanted to thaw the turkey on her way, so she's going to strap it to the roof of her car.
But, okay, you know what's going to happen there? It's going to defrost in California. It's going to freeze the fuck back up by the time she hits the Denver.
That's not good.
It's cold in Denver.
Why?
It snows.
Why wouldn't you just put it in an ice chest?
It's going to put it in your car.
In your car in an ice chest.
Yeah. Or just wrap a fucking blanket and a heating pad around it and let it go for it.
Well, and how long does it take to drive from California to Denver? That's a long drive.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
No, because it only takes 4 hours to drive from like Disneyland to Phoenix, Arizona. Colorado borders both of those.
Yeah, but Colorado's like in the middle, or Denver's in the middle of the state.
I would say she probably had a 6 to 8 hour drive. I don't know where she was driving from. Was she driving to Southern California?
I don't know. Just as California.
Well, it depends. If she's like Northern California, yeah, she's looking at a 10 to 12 hour drive or more.
It would defrost itself.
But if she's going from Southern California, she might only have a 4 to 8 hour drive.
I don't know.
I would just put the bitch in your car.
Well, if it was only a 4 hour drive, just set it in your car. It'll defrost on the way there. It's only four. It can't defrost
frozen,
in 4 hours anyways.
It takes 4 days to defrost it at room or in your fridge.
Yeah, just set it in your car.
And if you only have 4 hours, put it on a floorboard and put your heat on the floor. And just pray to the turkey fucking gods that it's defrosted
and
in 4 hours.
And if you're going to Denver from Colorado, why would they ask you to bring the turkey? Seriously.
Yeah, why would they? You're the out-of-town guest. How many out-of-town guests
bring
food?
The turkey?
Bring any food.
Yeah.
They're already paying for their travel.
They don't have a kitchen to cook anything in.
National Lampoon. Did his fucking cousin bring anything but just trouble?
No.
He brought a bunch of shit.
Yeah. You,
literally.
You don't. If you're out of town, that far out of town, you don't bring food.
No.
All right.
Okay,
number
guys,
seven.
We're just helping you guys out there. You have out-of-town guests coming. They don't bring anything.
Don't ask them to bring the turkey.
You know what? Honestly, if you're going to ask them to bring anything, you ask them to bring alcohol.
Yeah, that's easy.
Easy. And it's something you don't have to buy.
And everybody wants that. Everybody wants it.
Yes. They're the hero. Because you can burn the turkey and you can drink the alcohol to forget about it.
There you go.
No one cares.
Number seven.
Okay, got it.
Will chainsaw oil affect my roast?
Why are you using chainsaw oil on your roast?
Because he cut the turkey in half with the chainsaw.
And the oil got on it.
And the chainsaw oil got on the turkey.
What the hell did they say to that?
They didn't really have an answer.
They probably said throw the fucking thing away or eat it.
I wouldn't want to eat chainsaw oil, personally.
Why would you use a chainsaw
I don't know.
To cut your roast?
I don't know.
Note to self, Thor does not need a chainsaw.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh. It's number eight. How did the meat disappear from my turkey?
Animals,
a mystery.
People.
A disappointed woman called, wondering why her turkey had no breast meat. After a conversation with the operator, it became apparent that the woman's turkey was lying on the table upside down. She's looking at the bottom of it.
So she's looking at the back.
Yeah.
And the wings.
Where's the meat?
Well, there's meat on the wings. Not much on the
barely.
Back. But
that's funny. That's upside down.
Oh, gosh, lady.
All right. Number nine. Why do I have to cut the legs off? Do you have to cut the legs off?
I don't think you have to cut it. Most people want a drumstick. That's like a...
Oh, okay.
Do they say you have to
cut them? This caller said that they had always cut the legs off the turkey before putting it in the oven, thinking that was how you had to cook a turkey.
Oh, no, 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 no.
But she later found out the only reason her mom had been doing that was because her oven was so small that she couldn't get the whole bird in. So she cut the legs off.
Oh, so that's the only way she knew.
Yeah.
Growing up.
That's what she thought that's what you just did.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
No, you cook the legs with it because people want a drumstick.
People love the drumstick.
You know, that's Thor's favorite snack at Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's the turkey leg.
The turkey leg.
Although it did taste a little like ham.
Really?
The meat is like pink. Like it really tastes like
well,
a ham
if they
hybrid.
If they smoke it, it might be pink.
Okay. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Because I... That was one of my favorite things I've ever done, was grabbing a whole big, huge turkey leg and gnawing on it. Sorry, turkeys.
Sorry, turkey.
Oh, I love animals. I'm sorry, turkeys.
All right, number 10. Why won't my turkey stop sudsing?
Sudsing?
Sudsing.
What are they doing with their turkey?
First-time Thanksgiving chef called in. She was proud to have thawed the turkey successfully. And then the directions say you're supposed to rinse it. Right? So she rinsed it with dish soap.
Oh my gosh, people.
Yeah, and it wouldn't stop sudsing. And if she would have called beforehand, she would have found out that you just rinse it and pat it dry. You don't have to like scrub it with soap.
You know, I found out something else that you're supposed to do with turkeys. Yeah, you're supposed to rinse them. Did you know you are supposed to pat it dry on the outside and the inside of the bird with a paper towel?
Why the inside?
I didn't read past that, but it said most people don't do it and it makes it a lot better. It makes it so the meat is not soggy on the inside.
Huh?
I've never, but you know, they also, this thing was saying half the shit Thor and I do with turkeys is bet wrong.
Yeah.
And our turkeys turn out phenomenal every time.
Yeah.
Super moist and really delicious. And we do almost everything wrong, supposedly.
Well, who knows?
We just keep doing what you're doing.
Just do what you do.
We do.
You do you. All right. Number 11. Last one.
Okay. Okay.
Can I keep that turkey cooking aroma around all week long? So
you have to cook a turkey for that aroma.
Well, this mom called in and said that her little girl just loves the smell of the turkey cooking in the house and wanted to just roast the turkey for 3 or 4 days because she liked how the house smelled. What would happen if you cooked a freaking turkey for 4 days in your oven?
Well, I think the oven might suffer.
Yeah. Yeah.
The turkey's not going to be good.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't think it's going to smell pretty after a day. It's going to smell like burnt.
It's going to smell like burnt turkey. Not yes. Regular. You'd have to buy a turkey for every day.
You know what? She should be writing Bath and Body Works and asking for a Scentsy bulb. Or not a Scentsy bulb. A fragrance bulb that smells like turkey. Baked turkey.
There you go. They should just make turkey lotion.
Well, at least we know one person in the world to buy it. This one.
This person right here.
Because I do like the smell of it.
I wouldn't want to smell it all the time.
I don't like it. And I don't want my house to smell like it all the time.
I like to smell it once in a while because that makes it special. If you smelled it all the time, then it's like, eh.
Not special.
Yeah.
Now, baked cookies. I can smell that all day long, every day, for the rest of my fucking life.
Yep.
But they make candles. And yep. They make fragrance bulbs and Scentsy scents. And they make everything for you to smell like baked
lotions
goods.
And everything.
So that one you're supposed to be able to smell all year round. Not turkey.
Turkey. Hey, turkey lotion is our trademark. Nobody can steal it because we came up with it.
We're not going to make any money off that. Someone else can steal that idea. But if you make a lot of money, we will.
We
want to
cut
you.
That part.
Yeah, we'll come after you.
We want that.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. That was it for the Butterball hotline. I feel bad for the people that have to answer that. But you know, they probably just get the same question most of the time over and over.
Yes, Kobe.
What?
One Thanksgiving, we should work for the Butterball hotline. Do you imagine the answers I would give out to people?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so funny. So how long do I cook it? You want to foil that up for about, 10 hours. Then you want to take the foil off and stick that thing on broil for another 3.
I can see him calling, going, I thawed out my turkey for longer than it said. You know, is it going to be okay? Can I still cook it? Oh, well, I don't know. Do you want to die? Do you want to get salmonella poisoning and die?
Yeah. If you do, then the answer is yes.
Go for it.
Cook away.
Let me know how that goes.
Mm. God. That would be a fun day. That would be a fun Thanksgiving.
Or maybe we should just come up with the questions and call the hotline.
That's even more fun.
I think we could come up with some good ones.
Now I'm going to think of questions.
Yeah. So you think about that, and maybe we'll do that on Friday or Thursday. You can call them. Let me know what they say.
Oh, snap. I'm going to see if I can find the Butterline hot Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Oh, I bet it's right there online. Did you find it?
Oh, my God.
Did you find it?
I didn't even have to type it all in.
A Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Turkey Talk Line.
Oh.
That's what it's called.
Call them about your turkey.
Okay. Call the turkey hotline at 1-800.
So put it on speaker. Call in the turkey hotline.
Butterball. To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk Line, for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3. If you have a product question or concern,
3.
Press or say
oh my gosh. This is awesome.
Thank you for calling Butterball. Goodbye.
What? Did it just hang up on you?
Just hung up on me.
Why?
Because I had a question. I don't have anybody answer my question.
Oh my God. That was so rude.
But I thought it was transferring me. I clicked 3.
Oh.
I call you again.
Butterball.
I'm going to try a different option, not 3.
Okay.
Welcome to Butterball. What? Sorry, that was not a valid response. Please try again.
Say you have a question. She has a question.
Sorry, that was still not a valid response. Thank you for calling Butterball.
Oh! Oh!
Oh my God!
No! They're very hard to get a hold of.
Oh my gosh!
Apparently, we can't talk at all.
Can you even like? Talk to somebody. Maybe they
I'm
don't want.
Try.
Maybe they're fed up and they don't want to talk to anybody
Let's
anymore.
Call.
You doing it one more time?
One more.
To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk Line for information on turkey
push the number 3.
Cooking assistance. Press or say 3. If you have a product question or concern, press or say 4.
No, I think you want 3. Uh oh.
Please call back Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Oh, okay. The turkey experts are not in the office.
I guess the turkey experts get nights off.
But people are having crises right now.
What if people were doing a midnight turkey?
What are you supposed to do?
Apparently suffer.
That should be a towards the week of Thanksgiving, that should be a
24-hour hotline. Okay. I will probably call them a few times on Thursday.
Okay. Hey, if you could record it, that'd
How
be amazing.
How do you record that on your phone?
We'll try. We'll figure that out.
We have to figure that out because I'm going to try.
We'll figure it out.
I'm going to come up with some great questions.
At least write down the questions and write down what they say.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to think of some really good ones. I want to throw them for a fucking loop.
If anyone out there has any questions, Heather can ask the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Please let us know.
Please. I would, for the quickest way to get to me, because I suck at our email, I would do it on Facebook or Instagram.
Yes.
Preferably Facebook.
Facebook is best.
And just comment on that. I would love I want the most outrageous question I can ask them that is going to stump them. They're like, huh, I think you need to go to a restaurant.
Please step away from the oven.
Please turn off the oven and go to Denny's. Because that's the only place you're going to be able to go right now. Because every good restaurant that's open is filled with reservations. Yeah.
Yeah. Denny. McDonald's for you guys.
They're not open on Thanksgiving.
Oh, they're not?
At least they weren't when I used to work there when I was a teenager. But that was over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I know Denny's is.
Well, hey, Denny's. That'd be fine.
I've heard the Rivertop Hotel is open on Thanksgiving usually.
I think so.
And they do a really nice buffet.
I think so.
I'm going to try to do that one on Christmas, actually.
You know, I don't think they do the Christmas one anymore. Because we went one year, but then the next year we tried to go and they said they weren't doing it so the employees could have the day off.
But how about all the sad hotel stayers?
I don't know.
They're just shit out of luck. They get no
food. They're SOL.
They're just going to starve.
Yeah.
Or have to go to Denny's.
Or they'll have to go to Denny's.
Well, Denny's Sorry. Is the all-American restaurant.
All right, guys.
Sorry, we couldn't get a hold of the turkey hotline.
Sorry, we couldn't get the turkey hotline. But thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And we hope you had an awesome turkey day.
Oh, let's do a shout out to Aaron. We hope you feel better.
Yeah. Sorry you don't feel good, Aaron.
Hopefully you didn't share your germs with us.
Yeah. We don't want your germs.
But I think we're good. We love you. We love all of you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. I hope
Happy
it was
Black
awesome.
Happy Black Friday shopping.
Yes. If you've found some awesome deals, let us know.
Please do so. And while you're at it, give us 5 stars on.
Yeah, come on. Do it. You know you want to.
Please.
You know you want to.
Everybody
give
does.
Us 5 stars.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Peace.